Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. My lovely humans, it's Floppy here, ready to hop into another exciting episode of 12 Hop Flop. Today, we're going to stretch our little bunny brains and think creatively about some of life's trickiest challenges. Now, I know humans face all sorts of problems, whether it's figuring out what to do next in life or simply deciding what to have for dinner. But don't worry, I've got some ideas that might just help you get unstuck. As you know, we rabbits are experts in finding clever ways to navigate life. Whether it's sneaking past a garden fence or finding the coziest spot to nap, we always have a few tricks up our furry sleeves. So, let's dig into some of the creative ways you can tackle the challenges you face in life. Because, just like hopping over a fence, sometimes all it takes is a new perspective. Before we can start brainstorming, we have to figure out what's holding us back, right? Just like how I need to know where the garden fence is before I can plan my next hop into the veggie patch. You see, one of the first steps in solving any problem is understanding exactly what that problem is. For us rabbits, it might be figuring out how to reach a particularly tasty dandelion on the other side of the yard. For you, maybe it's a tough decision you've been putting off, feeling like you're stuck in a rut or just not having enough hours in the day. Whatever the challenge, it's important to really dig in and take a good look. You humans face so many different kinds of hurdles, whether it's balancing work and life, dealing with relationship struggles, or managing stress. But just like when I scope out where the tastiest herbs grow, identifying the obstacle is the first step to finding the best path forward. So, let's take a moment to think about what's been weighing you down lately. Once we know what's in our way, we can start thinking about how to hop around it. Now that we've figured out what's holding us back, it's time to get creative. Rabbits like me are experts at thinking outside the hutch. If we can't go through a barrier, we'll dig under it, hop over it, or even chew through it if we have to. And the same kind of creative thinking can help you tackle your own life challenges. When faced with a problem, it's easy to get stuck thinking there's only one solution. But what if you approach things a bit differently? Sometimes all it takes is shifting your perspective. For example, maybe you're trying to solve a problem at work, but no matter how hard you push, nothing seems to work. Instead of banging your head against that same fence, why not take a step back and look for a different path? Maybe there's a new approach you haven't tried yet, or perhaps asking for help from someone with a fresh pair of eyes could make all the difference. Let me tell you, humans, us rabbits are always finding ways to use what's around us to our advantage. You've got to get creative. If a patch of grass seems out of reach, maybe the wind will blow some closer to you. Or maybe there's a log you can stand on for a better view. Similarly, in your life, small changes in your environment, trying new tools, or even just giving yourself time to think things over can open up a world of possibilities. So, the next time you're feeling stuck, remember to hop out of your usual thinking patterns. Try something unexpected, experiment with new ideas, and don't be afraid to play around with different solutions. You might be surprised at how creative problem solving can lead to new and exciting opportunities. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies. From French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. Now that we've started thinking outside the hutch, let's talk about the importance of small hops. As a rabbit, I know that sometimes the fastest way to get somewhere isn't by taking one giant leap, it's by taking lots of little hops. Whether I'm heading toward a yummy carrot or away from an overly curious cat, each hop brings me closer to my goal. You see, humans often try to tackle their problems all at once, which can feel overwhelming. But breaking a big challenge into smaller, more manageable steps can make things feel a lot less daunting. Imagine you're trying to build something big, like learning a new skill or working on a big project. If you focus on the whole thing at once, it can seem impossible. But if you break it down into smaller, bite-sized tasks, each one becomes much more achievable. Think about it this way. When I see a big, scary fence blocking my path, I don't try to clear the whole thing in one go. I look for the smaller, more manageable parts first. Maybe I'll hop around and find a lower section, or a spot where the ground is softer, so I can dig underneath. In the same way, you can tackle your challenges one small piece at a time, whether it's finishing one section of a project or mastering one part of a new skill before moving on to the next. So remember, my friends, when you feel like you've got a big mountain to climb, don't try to hop all the way to the top in one go. Just take it one small hop at a time, and before you know it, you'll be that much closer to your goal. Now, I've saved one of the most important lessons for last. Persistence. If there's one thing we rabbits know how to do, it's keep hopping forward no matter what. Whether there's a tricky obstacle in the way or the journey feels long, we never give up when there's something worth reaching on the other side. Sometimes life throws challenges at you that take more than one try to overcome. Maybe you've faced setbacks or things didn't work out the way you planned. It's easy to get discouraged, but this is where the rabbit's determination comes in. Just like how I won't stop trying to get into the garden until I find a way in, you can keep pushing forward toward your goals, even if the path is tricky or takes longer than expected. Remember, every little hop you take gets you closer to where you want to be. And just like when I'm after a particularly delicious carrot, sometimes it's that persistence, the refusal to give up, that makes all the difference. So when you feel like giving up, remind yourself to keep hopping forward. You might be just one hop away from success. Well, my lovely humans, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found a few creative ideas to help you hop over, under or around life's little challenges. Remember, whether it's understanding what's holding you back, thinking outside the hutch, breaking things down into small hops, or staying persistent, there's always a way forward. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a hop along the way. And I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment or review to let me know what creative solutions you're using in your own life, or if there's a challenge you're trying to brainstorm through. Until next time, keep hopping forward and stay curious.